This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Even as the attacks against liberty have never been more severe, I have never felt more confident that liberty will prevail. It's astonishing. It's very interesting to me that we've got all these attacks of censorship of free speech, the globalists trying to destroy things, the entire corporate-run media trying to steal the midterm elections, the tech giants, you know, Google and Facebook and YouTube, all trying to crush liberty and crush free speech. You get all these left-wing politicians trying to take away your Second Amendment rights and, frankly, all your constitutional rights. And you've got these crazy left-wing people, the left-wing culture, that despise logic and they hate reality and they hate America and they want to kill white people. And it's just like, what? And they hate the family and they hate men. And yet, despite all these insane attacks, liberty is rising like never before, and I believe it's because of these attacks. A lot of people who were middle of the road, kind of sitting on the fence, maybe not even involved in politics or liberty, they're waking up and getting involved now because they see what's happening. They saw, you know, my channel, The Health Ranger, got terminated by YouTube, and that woke a lot of people up. They couldn't believe it. They see the attacks on free speech. They see how the left is, like, attacking gay couples now because they're white. So I guess a white gay couple, according to the left, is evil because they have white privilege. So now you have to be a multiracial gay couple to be okay. You know, the left is attacking everything and everybody sooner or later. The left eats its own. And people are seeing this and they're saying, whoa, you know, we better join the fight here to stand up for liberty and free speech and the right to self-defense and all these things. Just the right to speak, the right to think is sacred, but it's also under attack. And it's waking a lot of people up like never before. It's astonishing to watch. It's almost like, I feel like liberty is something that's connected with the divine. It's almost like God wants you to be free. You know, really. It's like there's a divine, obviously, why do we have free will if God didn't want us to be free, you know, or I don't, if you don't believe in God, you know, a higher power, whatever you believe in, but we are obviously free thinking individuals. And why would that be, philosophically speaking, if we weren't meant to be free? I mean, why aren't we all just born as automatons who can't even think for ourselves? Why do we even have ideas or creativity or individual thoughts running around the neurons of our brains where we can ask questions or have personalities? Why does that even exist at all if we're supposed to be slaves, you know? I mean, the answer is self-evident. We're supposed to be free. And that drive is inside every person and every soul. And that drive, I feel like it's being awakened across people everywhere right now for some reason. I don't know if there's some cosmic trigger point or tipping point behind all of this, or if it's just people reacting to the attempts to destroy their liberties, or if there's something bigger happening, like David Icke level stuff that's happening at, you know, maybe like, you know, he talks about parallel dimensions of, you know, beyond the third dimension. I don't know all his stuff, but maybe there's a spiritual layer or an energetic layer, and something is happening there, and it's causing people to wake the F up. I don't know what it is exactly, but it's happening. I see it happening, and you can feel it happening too. People want to be free. People want to have access to free information and independent journalism. You know, there's been so much interest now in our new video project called Real.Video. Everybody wants to be part of that. People want to watch the videos. People want to post videos. Why is that? Because people want to be free. You know, why is our web traffic still increasing even though we're subjected to insane censorship? Because people want to be free. And freedom, you can't have freedom unless you have access to information. So freedom of information is necessary for human freedom, period, without exception. So freedom is, it's this natural draw. And to have the freedom beaten out of you takes a lot of work on the part of the globalists. They have to really work at it. They have to beat you over the head every day and tell you, no, you don't want to be free. You want to conform. You want to be obedient. Freedom is bad. Liberty is bad. You shouldn't have a First Amendment, blah, blah, blah. And they just beat you over the head with that every day. And for weak-minded people, that actually works. They can have the freedom beaten out of them. But that's not you. That sure isn't me either. We're not people who can have the freedom beaten out of us. Because the freedom is, it's innate. It's part of our identity. It's who we are. You can't take it away. Because it's the fabric of our existence. Does that make sense? And really, all you have to do, think about this. I'm going to give you some homework. All you got to do is really kind of awaken this natural freedom divinity in others, and they too will join the fight for freedom. It's a natural thing to want to be free. It's something that can resonate in everyone, and it really is a resonance factor. That's why I use that word deliberately, because when you express freedom around other people, it resonates with the freedom inside of them. When you talk about being free and you express free ideas, it encourages them to express free ideas. And this is the whole point of the whole political correctness, suppression of speech movement, is to try to suppress people from expressing free ideas in order to, you know, to crush, really, to crush anybody speaking the truth so that they don't encourage others to join in and also speak the truth. This is the whole point of PC culture and political correctness is to turn freedom into a crime, a cultural crime. I don't mean a legal crime, but a cultural crime, or an offense might be the best way to say that, to turn freedom into an offense so that you are blasted for daring to say something that you believe that is for some reason unpopular. Like if I say, hey, there are only two genders. There are only two genders. This idea, of course, is rooted in biological reality, and it was accepted as true for all of human history until 2 years ago, when the insane delusional left decided, no, there's 7,000 genders, or actually they think there's an infinite number, because they don't believe in biological reality anymore, or even genetics or chromosomes or anything like that. But if you say, oh, there are only two genders, that is an expression of freedom of speech. And frankly, somebody saying that there are 7,000 genders is also their free speech. And both forms of speech should be welcomed in a society so that we can decide to whom to listen. We can decide which one makes more sense. Are there two genders, or are there 7,000? You know, we need to be able to hear both sides of that so that we can decide. But the left wants to crush freedom and crush the opposition to their insane viewpoints because they can't win any arguments. So they have to crush freedom, and they're destroying souls in the process. This is their goal. Really, if you want to think about liberalism, think about it as a soul-crushing regime of totalitarian insanity. They're soul crushers. They want to beat the freedom out of you. They want to condemn you and censor you and destroy you and demonetize you and get you fired from your job and make sure you lose elections if you're running for election. They want to destroy and crush your soul so that you never dare ever speak out again and say there are only two genders. This is what the left has come to. They are soul crushers. They despise your soul. They despise human freedom. They despise everything that is divine, which includes life, by the way. Life is divine. There's a direct link to divine principles and divine, what's the best way to say this? Energies? I don't know. Vectors, properties, emergent properties of the fabric of reality. I guess there's a lot of different ways to explain it, but I think you get my point. So, this is just some stuff to think about. I really appreciate all your support. Keep supporting us. Visit healthrangerstore.com to purchase our products. And hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, also editor of naturalnews.com. I appreciate everything that you are doing to help support us in our mission. So keep on supporting us, share everywhere, listen, and most importantly, express your free speech. And I will applaud you for doing so. Thank you for listening, and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.